Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This morning, I started to think back and I don't know, the look on his face. He was scared, Dustin. Really scared. Maybe he was scared because, you know, he just killed someone, or maybe, maybe because
something else killed her.
But that's impossible. Right?
I don't know. It should be. There's only one person who knows what actually happened.
Eddie.
Have you talked to anyone else?
No, I can't find Lucas or Nancy and Mike.
In California. Shit.
Rusty, where are you going?
See a friend.
You heard the news, it's not safe.
Good point, we'll be extra careful. Thanks, Mom, I love you, bye.
Stranger. Danger, talking stranger things together forever. We're loving stranger things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. It's been a few days since you last heard from me. I think it's been over a week since the last time I put up part one of chapter two, Vecna's Curse. I apologize for the delay. It's been just a very busy time for me for work. And it's just every night I had something. And I was like, I want a podcast. Nope. I want a podcast. Nope. And, you know, just repeat that many more times. And it finally got like, I'm going to do it over the weekend. Nope. Finally, I'm here and finally getting a new episode out to you, the Stranger Friends, where we'll be talking about minutes 10 to 20 of Chapter 2's of Chapter 2, Vecna's Curse. We get a little California, mostly Hawkins. We don't see all our friends, but we do see friends starting to come together, which is my favorite thing. I want to give a quick shout out. I have no idea if this will reach the person who I'm shouting out, but today I went to Target and I wanted to. Now, I like to use SodaStream to make. They're not a sponsor. I said that in a short video that I posted. I like to make SodaStream soda at home, and I went to Target to switch out the gas canister. And while I was there, I was wearing my Stranger Danger T-shirt, and the young man behind the counter working there was like, "Is that Stranger Things?" I go, "Yeah, it's a podcast." He's like, "Oh, do they talk about the show?" And I couldn't help myself. I said, "I talk about the show." And before I left, he found the Fans Not Experts YouTube channel. So if you're finding this episode, thank you for not being scared away. Thank you for listening. And I guess the marketing of the T-shirt works. I think these things are still for sale. There's links in the show notes. I don't know. But I am enjoying a homemade Diet Mountain Dew, and I'm ready to talk Vecna's curse. This episode picked this 10 minutes obviously picked up exactly where the last 10 minutes left off. That's how time works. Where we saw Lucas. Lucas was becoming pucus, if you remember that. And he is throwing up. He's having a hangover. And we see, what's his name? Jason, the basketball D-bag that, you know, we don't know how much of a b-hole he is yet. But we will learn that soon enough. But he's like, "Hey, what are you doing in there, Sinclair?" Ha ha ha, first time. And it's really that is to see where Lucas is going and to segue into finding out Jason's involvement with all of this. Because Jason, as we know, was dating Chrissy. And he comes out, and remember, they're in Benny's Burgers, like what's left of it. It's kind of their hangout. We see all these kids just lying around, all hungover. A couple of them are eating cereal. These are like Jason's main friends who we see kind of throughout the season with him. He goes out and he talks to them, and another guy's hitting the TV. They get the TV to turn on. They're like, "Hey, I thought we were watching Thundercats." Thundercats. Yes, I grew up loving Thundercats. If you don't know who Thundercats is, then the snarf isn't a good impression. Impression for you at all, because you have no idea who that is. But Jason thought they were watching Thundercats. Instead, they have the news on, and they see that a Hawkins kid was killed. A student from Hawkins High was killed. And one of them jokes. He's like, "Oh, maybe Chrissy didn't stand you up after all." And they're like, "Hey, don't laugh about that." It's crazy how real it is, how that actually comes to play. So while they're he's watching the TV, all of a sudden these police officers show up, and obviously they're there to talk to him, to tell him what's going on. And who else is watching the news but Nancy Wheeler and Fred Fredman. I don't know Fred's last name. They're over in Hawkins in the school, and they're kind of, it seems like people are all huddled around a TV, and Fred's like, "I guess we're not really going to be worrying about the basketball game. I don't think people are going to care about the game. Nancy. Now, most of these kids see something like this and they think a tragedy has happened, which it has. But the select few, our friends, the heroes, it always has to be in the back of their mind that, you know, something going on here. Something definitely is going on here. So she's like, "Oh yeah, we got to change the paper. Do you want to go for a field trip?" And she has no qualms about walking out. She's, first of all, she's a straight A student. She's the, you know, she could probably just leave and come back without any worry. And plus, it's a tragic day. I think teachers wouldn't care as much if students kind of felt the need to leave early. So she and Fred are heading out. I don't know where they're going. Well, I think I know where they're going. They want to go to the scene of the crime. Meanwhile, we see at the scene of the crime, a bunch of newscasters we see everything set up. You know, the news that we saw, we see a crowd of people there on the outside trying to figure out what's going on. And we see someone else is watching it on TV. I love how they use these moments to segue to different characters. We see Dustin Dustin's mom. Dustin's mom is completely freaked out. And Dustin, she and Dustin are watching TV. The phone, the doorbell rings, and it is Max. Again, you don't think of Max and Dustin hanging out all that much. And he's even like, what the hell are you doing here? She's there to tell him what she saw. She's like, look, no one else is around. I'm not talking to Lucas. Everyone else is in California. Nancy, I don't know where Nancy or Steve are. Mike's in California, obviously Will and 11. But she's like, I need to tell you what's going on. And he's like, you saw Chrissy, the cheerleader, coming out of Eddie the Freak's trailer? That doesn't make any sense. She's like, I definitely saw this. And she goes, there's something else I saw. Because she's like, obviously they're going to think he did it. And he's like, there's no way he could do it. There's no way that this is possible that he would do this. And she's like, well, there's something else that happened too. And before, you know, we saw her feeding the dog. And that's the last we saw of Max. But back inside her trailer while she's watching TV, her TV starts to go on the fritz. And the next thing we see is lights are flickering. Things are going crazy. She's like, what the hell's going on? She goes to hit the TV. Lights, you know, as I said, are flickering, which it makes it seem like, and they are shaking too, I think. And it would look really like something's happening. At that same exact moment, she hears a scream. She looks out. She sees Eddie run out of his trailer, jump into his van, and drive off. And she's telling this to Dustin, being like, you know, he looked scared. Now, it could be scared that he just killed someone, or it could be scared that something else, someone else, killed him. And she's like, that's impossible, right? He goes, well, it should be. And I know what they're saying. They're like, it's impossible that these things are back because the gate's closed, right?
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
So they think, is there a gate? What's going on? But they automatically, just like Nancy, now Fred has no idea what's going on, all the other kids, Jason, but Max, Dustin, and Nancy are all like, could this be something deeper going on here? So he runs out to, he's like, we got to go. They have to go find Eddie. And Dustin's mother's like, where are you going? You know, you can't be going out there. It's not safe. He's like, hey, bye, man. I got to go. He just runs off and does his own thing. And that's the last we see. Well, it's not the exact last we see of Hawkins. We see one little glimpse of Hawkins at the end of these 10 minutes. But we then jump over to California and we see Murray and Joyce. And Murray is reading the letter that Joyce received in the Russian doll. He's like, I don't like this. I don't think this is, you know, this is real. I don't think we should trust this. This could be KGB and they're bad people. She's like, you don't understand. They signed the letter Enzo, and only someone that Hop would trust would sign it Enzo as a kind of a note, an inside, not inside joke, but like something that only they'd know about the date at Enzo's, that restaurant. So that's why she believes not only is Hop alive, but this was sent by an ally of Hopper. And he's like, Joyce, you saw Hopper die. And she said, there wasn't a body. He goes, it's because it evaporated. She's like, or maybe he got away. Maybe he survived. He's like, okay, all right. He's taking her approach like, okay, if this is what you think happened, and then what are we going to do? We're going to call the number on this. We're going to call the number and see what's happening. And the last glimpse of these 10 minutes, we see the hand. We flash back to kind of the part we saw last time where Hopper got away from the explosion, woke up on a platform. Now we see him climbing up a ladder onto another platform. And then, and that's it. These 10 minutes are all up. But it was a pretty good 10 minutes. Not a ton happened, but I felt like this 10 minutes got the ball rolling. You know, this is the one where it's like, okay, Dustin knows something's up. Max knows something's up. They're on the move trying to figure something out. Also at the same time, Nancy is on the move bringing Fred with him. And we do know that Robin and Steve also know what's up. So everyone knows what's going on. And I'm pretty sure they all end up meeting, or some of them end up meeting at the trailer. I don't remember. I remember Nancy goes there. I remember her and Steve and Robin and Fred. And Fred wanders off. I forget. I'm excited to find out. I'm excited that I'm not watching ahead, because again, it's nice to be refreshed. Part of me hates only watching 10 minutes at a time, but part of me loves it because it allows me to extend my discussion. It allows me to talk about the little things and just allows me to not have, you know, every episode be 2 hours long. Because guess what? When Stranger Things 5 finally gets here, there's going to be long, long episodes. And I can't wait. But that's a while from now. So in the meantime, I want to keep bringing you Stranger Things Forever. It allows me to really do a deep dive into this final season. And I hate the fact that I'm not watching every episode all at once. Like, I'm only watching 10 minutes and I am stopping. I am stopping and I'm talking to you before I watch the next 10 minutes. But I also kind of love it because it allows me to really kind of enjoy it and savor it. But in the meantime, I'm going to say it in the meantime many times. I'm going to continue to, I got to get some book club episodes up. I got to get some comic book reading done. I'll still be doing this Stranger Things Forever. Seems like forever. Even if Stranger Things 5 gets here before that, I'm still going to finish Stranger Things Forever. I guarantee it. Now, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Mastodon.social, and Blue Sky at Geek Mentality. You can find the show on Twitter at StrangerDPod and on TikTok at StrangerDangerPod. And of course, you can find everything at StrangerDangerPodcast.com and go to YouTube, Fans Not Experts. That's it. I am done. Thank you guys so much for listening, for supporting. If you are the guy who works at Target, thank you for finding the show. And thank you for noticing the t-shirt. It worked. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing and for following. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, we are the ones who keep Stranger Things alive forever. Can I stop?
Fans, not experts.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.